Those mixed voices rose up, tangling in the magically scented air. The congregation knelt. A baby's fretful wail, a dry cough, rustles, whispers, for the consecration. The priest waited for them to quiet, for the silence, for the moment. Flores implored the power of the Holy Spirit to take the gifts of wafer and wine and transform them into the body and blood of Christ, and moved, according to the rite, as representative of the Son of God. Power, presence. And while the crucified Christ looked down from behind the altar, Flores knew he himself held the power now, held that presence. "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body," Flores said, holding up the host, "which will be given up for you." The bells rang, heads bowed. "Take this and drink it. This is the cup of my blood." He raised the chalice. "The blood of a new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for others for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me."